From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. The O. Winston Link Museum is celebrating its 20th year with a series of speakers. That includes Tony Reavy, who wrote a book about Link, the New York-based photographer who documented the last days of the steam locomotive in southwestern Virginia. Ashley Webb is curator for the Historical Society of Western Virginia, which operates the Link Museum.
July 23rd, we have Tony Reavy, who wrote Life Along the Line. He will be in town talking about that book.
Admission to the lecture series is $5. There's another Link-centered presentation August 27th. Flat Stanley, the musical for young audiences, continues at Mill Mountain Theater through July 28th. Then it's Finding Nemo Jr. at Mill Mountain, July 31st through August 11th. And at Dr. Pepper Park this Friday night, Yachtly Crew, wear your captain's hat to hear those smooth 80s yacht rock music sounds. Philly Ocean is the lead singer for Yachtly Crew.
We just bring such a crazy, diverse array of musical experience and knowledge to these songs, and we play them as close as we can to the original, but we also give them our own little flair.
It's the opening weekend for the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke, a new community theater group that presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning drama and black comedy Crimes of the Heart this Friday and Saturday night, with three more shows next weekend on stage at Community High School on Campbell Avenue Southeast. See BearTheater.com for tickets and times. Tina Edwards plays Lenny, one of the three sisters at the center of the Tony-nominated play.
If they have siblings, they will absolutely recognize that back and forth, that fighting, that love that underlies all of it, the whiplash from I hate you to I love you.
Edwards is also excited to help Exit Pursued by a Bear, Bear Theater for short, to launch this weekend.
I've been on both sides of that, and it is a great feeling. It is a huge responsibility where I think we're all really aware of the fact that this is the inaugural show for the theater, but I think everybody's really excited to be part of it too.
A Theater in the Square workshop this Friday for would-be street performers in downtown Roanoke, and then Busk Roanoke in Market Square this Saturday at 1 p.m. Go check out some of those street artists in action. See the Roanoke Arts Commission website for more details. 16-year-old Virginia singer-songwriter Jake Cohn is at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, a trio of bands including Ember Tender at the Spot on Saturday, and the group exhibition featuring 16 regional women artists at the Taubman Museum of Art, All She Surveys, runs through July 28th. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.